If you've got an Amazon Echo or a Google Home, then you've got the Lisa Wexler Show. Now on WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show, 203-333-9422. We're talking now with Mike. Mike, how do we pronounce your last name of the day?
You
want to get
it right.
Lisa. Okay, Mike DeMorse. Okay, good. So, Mike, welcome to the show, and thank you very much.
Your column was featured
in ctcapitalreport.com, Tom Dudzik's fabulous everyday Drudge Report, you know, a.k.a. Drudge Report sampling of what's going on in the headlines. And I read it with interest because it seems like you have a very passionate point of view on this thing about compelling vaccinations. Mike, where do you stand?
Well, Lisa, I've just been kind of annoyed, I guess, at why we've gotten to where we've gotten to. I think we're a country that has always required proof of vaccination for a lot of different things. And given the way COVID has disrupted all of our lives for the last 18 months now, I'm just not sure why so many people are reluctant to get a shot in the arm. And if I thought they were standing on some kind of a principle, I guess I would keep my mouth shut. But I think it's no more complicated than you can't tell me what to do. And I'm sorry, I just believe in this case, there's a greater good argument. There's a civic responsibility here to your neighbor. And that's why I wrote what I wrote. I mean, you know, I have a son, he's 11. And, you know, when he, before all this hit, he would have a cold most of the winter, because you know what schools are like. They're germ factories. And I'm just afraid that if those who are eligible 12 and up are not fully vaccinated when they get back into school, I'm afraid what might happen. And so that's why I was like, I am tired of listening to, you can't violate my personal freedoms. You can't tell me what to do, when what we're asking you to do is to protect the guy next to you. I really don't think that's asking too much. So I guess that's where I am.
We're talking with Mike DeMauro, who is a sports reporter for the day. And, do you think it's because there is still widespread ignorance about the fact that taking a vaccine really does help other people? In other words, do you think we're living in such an individualistic mindset that we're just completely ignorant of what it means to have a vaccine in terms of the fact that it helps somebody else?
Well, yes, that's a great word. That's a great word that you use, ignorance. Because that must be what it is, because I mean, listen, I wonder what would have happened all those years ago if Jonas Salk lived, if he lived in our time now, and here he comes up with the polio vaccine, and you've got people who, you know, you've got people who, because they saw something on Facebook, have decided, no, I'm not going to do that. Now listen, I get it. Okay. I used to date somebody who works at Pfizer, and her job was in the risk management, place there. And her job used to be, okay, we're going to do something, and your job is to come up with everything that can possibly go wrong with it.
Sort of like a lawyer, which is what I am. Exactly. Sort of like a lawyer. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And she would often tell me that trials for vaccines and various pills that they would come up with would take 5 years, 10 years. That's just the way it is. So I get trepidation. I get it. Where, you know, this vaccine came out pretty fast. But when you see the rest of the country having taken these vaccines and we're fine. I mean, I had, you know, my second shot, I got the chills for about 3 hours that night, and everything's fine. And now I'm kind of living my life normally again, sort of. I don't understand it. And at least the other thing, I mean, they love, and I made this point in the column, they love to point to the fact that, well, just because you get the vaccine doesn't mean that you can't get COVID. Well, duh. I mean, just because you get the flu shot doesn't mean that you won't get the flu, but you're not going to be laid up on your couch for a week.
That's right.
That's the whole point.
You're not going to die. You're not going to get severe illness. Yes. That's the key. I know.
Yeah.
You'd think that would be enough, Mike DeMauro. You'd think that would be enough. I keep saying on the radio. Like, why do you need to be convinced other than the fact that you're not going to die? Like, isn't that enough? But it doesn't seem to be.
No. And this, you know, it's personal freedom, my liberty. You can't tell me what to do. I'm right. You're wrong. And it's just, I was like, it's frightening to see where we are right now. It really is. I've had a number of friends of mine come up to me, and they're annoyed that they have to wear masks again. You've gotten your shots. I've gotten my shots. They've gotten their shots. And here we are. We have to wear masks again because, God forbid, we violate some nitwit's personal freedom. I'm sorry. There's a greater good argument here that trumps all that, I think.
Well, and also, as the father of an 11-year-old, and I have kids, but they're well out of the school systems now. I mean, you're looking at a situation where your kid likely has to be forced to wear a mask most of the day because this didn't get done. And if it had gotten done the way it could have gotten done, then maybe he wouldn't have had to wear a mask now. And because he isn't eligible yet to take a vaccine, he's being punished. And that's what I don't like, personally.
That's right. And I said to him, before I wrote what I did, I asked him, I said, what do you think about, having to wear a mask? And he said, the worst part is I can't see the faces of my friends.
But that's very real. You know, I mean, you're talking about developing children who need to be able to read faces. By the way, and this is another thing. How about hearing? There's a lot of kids on a hearing spectrum. I don't know about you, but I have trouble hearing through a mask. I do. My daughter always had a hearing issue, and lots of people have hearing issues. Reading someone's lips as they speak is exponentially easier to communicate with. And you have the nonverbal cues of expressions. The kids are missing out if they have to wear a mask. They are.
Yeah, and it's true. My son is not great at reading social cues. You know, we're working with it. You know, and he'll be fine. I don't have any doubt about that. But this is not helping.
No.
And again, it doesn't help at all. And for what? I mean, and you know, I remember I wrote a piece, you know, a few months ago now. The same people, you know, just were encumbered by wearing a mask as if it were a catheter. It's a mask. And again, that was too much for them. Who are you to tell me I have to wear a mask? I have to wear a mask. And it's the same people, same argument, and I'm sick of all of them.
So, and Mike DeMauro, you also, because you're a sports columnist, you did go on in your column to say that it will also have an impact on kids' sports again, which may have an impact on kids' futures, their scholarship potential, their general enthusiasm for the sport, you know, all of it, all of it.
Well, yeah, the one sport, the one high school sport last year that during COVID that was affected the most was football. And I can tell you that in the spring last year, this past year, we had a number of teams shut down for a week to 10 days because of a COVID outbreak. They couldn't play. But, you know, you reschedule a softball game or a baseball game, you can play 3 days in a row. You can play that sport 3 days in a row to reschedule what you have to. If COVID hits a football program, you're not going to play football games 3 days in a row. You're going to miss games. You may miss two or three games. That may force you to miss the playoffs. There's a lot that can go wrong here, and with the sport of football, you got 40, 50 kids in that close of a proximity, and they're not all vaccinated. There will be a COVID breakout. I guarantee it. Mm-hmm. And what that's going to do to their season, well, they're probably not going to be happy.
Yeah. So you've asked for some superintendent of a public school someplace to just get out there with the guts to make a mandate for their school. I will tell you that I know of private schools that have already done so, and they have the luxury of telling their parents, this is the price of admission, other than the price of admission. If you want to come here, you have, and you know, other than a true medical, and by the way, they're sifting through, there are occasional real medical reasons why individual kids shouldn't get a vaccine, and those kids will get a pass because they shouldn't get a vaccine. But other than that, with Connecticut, you know, basically making a statement, not with respect to COVID, but in general about vaccines, a lot of private schools are saying, if you want to be here, we've already mandated our teachers and staff, we're mandating all kids over the age of 12. Public schools can't do it. So far, or not doing
well,
it.
And the reason why I wrote what I wrote in the tone that I wrote it, honestly, I'm just trying to coax one. Because I believe once the first one does it, I will give you an example of what I mean. In March of 2020, when CIAC shut down winter sports, the Norwalk school system, the superintendent there, Steve Adamowski, told CIAC Norwalk schools will not be participating in any winter sports state tournaments. We're done. Once he did that, others followed. I believe the same thing will happen here. Once somebody steps out and does it and sees that, well, nobody sued us. We're fine. Everything's good. And even if they do sue us, who cares? I think you'll see the dominoes start to fall. I think all we need is one. Who's got the guts to do it?
Mike Demorow of The Day, thank you very much for being on the show today. I'll be reading your column from time to time, although I'm not a sports person. But you went outside the realm of sports today, and I do thank you for coming on the show to talk about it. Appreciate it very much.
Lisa, thanks for having me.
That's a pleasure. Mike Demorow of The Day, which is a great newspaper from the other side of the state. We'll be right back with more of The Lisa Wexler Show and Wayne Winston coming up.